It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled, Unhealed. I want you to know that this word of God that's coming to you today is going to literally transform your life. I recently preached this message at my home church located in Jacksonville, Florida. If you ever in Jacksonville, Florida, stop by 5000 North Main Street, We're for Jesus Ministries, where our senior pastor is Bishop Elijah Johnson. Your life is getting ready to get transformed and shifted. Turn to Isaiah 53. Get ready for I'm Healed.
Nobody else seems to tell you thank you either. So forgive me as I forgive them. Oh, see, I know, can we be real? God say, if you don't forgive them, I will not forgive you. So we have to all go back in our lives and say, did I treat Jesus like this? Did I forget to tell him thank you? Did I forget to give him honor? Did I forget to? And the way you fall in love with him when you realize he didn't hold it against you. Somebody say Jesus. Surely he has borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our weaknesses, and our distress, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God as if it was leprosy. It was love that nailed him to the cross. Have you ever gone through a trial that it was nothing about you? God just asked you to do it, and here they come, rock'em, sock'em robots. And it had nothing to do with you. You were just obeying God. And Jesus said, that's okay. I know what that feels like too. I obey God, and they punch me and they beat me and they pull my beard out because they didn't understand that depth of love. Somebody say Jesus. But he was what? Wounded for our transgressions. And the thing that makes us fall in love with Jesus is the acknowledgement we have sins, transgressions. How many real people in here? How many people in here are willing to say it's something wrong with me somewhere? Somewhere. Because if it was not something wrong with me somewhere, he didn't have to take the stripes on his back. Who would go through all of that if there was not something wrong somewhere? Who would pay a price like there if there was no need? Who would? Who would give up everything they had and that was not even needed to do it? He said what? When we were yet sinners, messed up to the fullness, he died for us. And the way we get into that place of healing is when we realize there is something wrong somewhere. If I don't want to praise God and I can't wait until the praise service is over, there is something wrong. If I don't love everybody, if I don't love my neighbor, if I gossip, if I slander, if I do things that hurt other people, there's something wrong. If I can't be faithful to my husband, I can't be faithful to my wife, I can't be faithful to all the things that God has put in my heart to do, there is something wrong. And the mystery is this. If we walk in, there's something wrong somewhere. Why is it so hard to receive the healing? It's because one of the reasons is as human beings, we always put our best forward to be accepted, to be received. So people can feel good about us. We are social beings. Social beings mean that we want to be accepted. We want to be loved. We want to be received. We want people to hug on us and love us. That's part of us. We are made up that way. No one wants to be rejected. No one wants to be despised. No one wants to go into a place where people turn their backs on you. So sometimes we take that very same mindset to God. Because in the natural, if we told everybody that I'm struggling with, or somebody is struggling with pornography, they say, don't sit by him, don't sit by her. Blah, 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 blah. Why, Jesus said, let me show you how to come out of it. And he'll sit with you 24/7 until you make it through that. What I want us to grasp this morning, you could take anything and everything to Jesus. I don't care what your struggle is. I don't care if you've been struggling since you were 14 years old. You can take that to Jesus. I don't care if you've been abused and used and manipulated and raped and misaligned. I don't care what you've gone through. Jesus, oh my God, knows what that feels like. And then the Lord made it simple, because he knows that we as human beings, we could outsmart ourselves. As human beings, we could come up with a remedy that'll kill 100 people, if not thousands. How many people know that sometimes the medicine will kill you, not the disease? It's just what it is. So as human beings, we don't always get it right. And God knows that if he gave us something that was complicated, we're going to get in there and mess it up. So he said, what I'm going to do is make it real simple. I'm going to say, whosoever call upon my name shall be saved. Is that simple enough for my people? Oh my God. Just call my name and I'll be there. Just call my name and I'll free you. Real simple. See, there were some people there in the old times. Some things we don't need to turn it away if it works. But there were some people in the old time, maybe one time saying, Jesus, it's okay for you. But maybe I need to go, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus. Hey, my God. Oh, Jesus. What you doing? I'm calling Jesus. Why you can't say nothing else? I'm calling Jesus. Why are you calling Jesus for long and so hard? Because I want to be delivered. And my Bible tells me, oh my God, if I call him long enough, if I call him hard enough, I don't have it all together. I'm not a Bible scholar. I can't come up with 10 scriptures, but I can come up with Jesus. Oh my God. Oh no, see, there are some places you can sink so low that the only thing you can say is Jesus. Do I have anybody in here that have ever been so low that the only thing you could say was Jesus? Oh my God, you couldn't say nothing else. It was nothing else to say. And I'll take it a little bit deeper. That when you couldn't say Jesus no more, all you could do go, mmm. Have there any women here have ever had to, mmm. Oh my God. Mmm. Oh God, oh God. Mmm. Because words don't express that level of pain. The Bible says that when they were whipping him, spitting on him, talking like who you think you are, treating him like a dog, the Bible says he didn't say a word. He opened not his mouth. I can imagine he went, mmm. There are some places human beings would go with you that the only thing you could do is moan. Can you imagine the same people? He gave them fish and loaves of bread. He preached them there from morning in and to morning out. He gave his everything to them. And when he needed them most, they hit the side door. It was only a few that stood in the fire with Jesus. Only a few that was standing by the cross and was weeping with him. Only a few. There are some trials and some tests that you're going to go through. The Bible says that as he was walking down that road going to the cross, and the weight of it was so heavy that he fell to his knees. The Bible says that there was someone traveling along the way, Simon of Cyrene, and they gave that cross to him. and say, you carry, oh my God, you carry that cross while he goes to give his life. I'm here to encourage somebody right now. You almost knocked to your knees with what you've been going through. But know that God will send help your way. He wanted us to see that I don't care how low you go. Oh, my God. I'm going to send help your way. And it's not going to be the people you expected to come from. It may be a total stranger. Somebody who don't even know your name. Somebody who just happened to be passing through. What have I got to do with this? You are never alone. Never. But he was wounded for our transgressions. For every sin we have committed, he took a stripe. For everything that we've ever done wrong, he said, wait a minute, I don't want my people beating up on themselves. I don't want my children in guilt, shame, and condemnation. I don't want them to be tied into their past and tied into the last mistake and tied into the last lie that was told. I don't want them to have to go there. So hit me one more time. Go ahead, hit me. The Bible says they took a cat of nine tails which had a long rope to it or stem. At the end of it was metal pieces that when they hit, it pulled the tissues and the skin out. It wasn't a lick, baby. It went deep in and pulled out. And he did not take it one time. He did not take it two times. He did not take it three times. He did not take it four times. But he took it 39 times. And the Bible says you couldn't even recognize who he was after they finished because he saw me and he saw you. And he know that we have an adversary called Satan. And he said, if they believe on me, if they believe the price that I have paid for them, if they trust the price, if they trust redemption, if they trust my love, if they trust I'm not like human beings, if they move all that stuff out the way and just call on my name and trust that I love them unconditionally and I walk with them and I talk and I am so bad and so good, I take all that trash and turn it around for their good.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.